Good morning, International Diamond.
Hey, Arlene, it's Sarah.
Oh, I was going to call you today and thank you for that lovely, everlasting light.
Nothing.
It's very nice.
Yes.
I know. It's just
a thought.
Been,
you know.
I had a lot of people in yesterday, so.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, I had a lot of people in, repairs and stuff like that, appraisals and whatever, so. Anyways, that was about it. I'm trying to get myself back and back in the stream of things. How's the new baby doing?
Oh, she's good. She's doing good, adjusting well, you know.
Well, just enjoy it.
Yeah, it goes by quick, I know.
This weekend, they're supposed to pick that ring up, so I'll send you a check next week for that one diamond.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go through the other stuff and then call you next week. I'm just trying to get my bearings together this week.
Yeah, I know. I know, you're adjusting.
I know, it's just whatever. I just hope, the kids got in last night about 9 o'clock from New Orleans.
Oh, did they?
Melissa and Bennett, yeah, they're at my place, and she gets her apartment today. Jerry, it's really nice, it's in Auburn Hills, and Jerry did the financing for it for his friend Jacob that built the
big
complex. It's kind of a mecca for the kids from Oakland University and young interns and stuff. And they turned this Auburn Hills that was pretty old and ugly into a beautiful downtown area where they've got wine tasting tables and pizza and all kinds of stuff, salons and nail things. You know, based for the younger people, like in their in their 30s, late 20s, 30s, and 40s. So she's going to be living there with her fiance to be, and then Bennett's going to be there, but he's going to be between my house and hers. And he's 16, and Jerry's taking him out, and we're going to enroll him in a small Christian school, Lutheran school.
Oh,
and,
now who is this?
It's well. Public school here is 3,000 kids.
But who's living there?
My grandson, who's 16. My granddaughter.
Oh.
My son that died from the vaccine.
Yeah.
His mother had a nervous breakdown. She's living with her brother and her sister-in-law, and she's got her house up for sale. And Alyssa works for Merrill Lynch in New Orleans, and she wanted to come here and transfer to the Bloomfield Hills branch. She's 25, and Bennett's 16.
I had
he's
no
a
idea
really
that
good
they were.
Kid.
Okay. Are they moving
so
with you?
So he's going to be between our place and hers.
Okay.
And Jerry got him a really nice apartment there. It's like a, it's like what, 1,800 square feet, two bedroom.
Oh.
And he got it for. Well, he helped do the financing for Jacob. They usually go for $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
He got it for her for $1,600 a month. So.
Are they
going to
live
happy.
Together?
Yeah, they're, but Bennett will be with us a lot, too. He's going to be living between Alyssa's place and mine.
Okay.
And we're going to teach he's got to do driver's training. And he's a really good kid. And so there's this Lutheran, I think Lutheran North, it's in Rochester Hills. There's about 300 kids, but most of the kids go on to good universities. It's a smaller school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's co-op. I mean, it's boys and girls. So he's kind of excited about that. The school he'd go to, Bloomfield Hills, has got 3,000 kids, and a lot of them are really, let's put it this way, rich little brats. You know what I mean? So I think he'd be better in this. I said, if you don't like it, then you can go to something different. So. You know, it's a private school, and he should like it. And it's got a football team, and it's got a soccer team, and it's he loves playing golf.
Okay.
So he's a really good golfer. So so I said, oh, well, for Christmas, then we'll get you a nice pair of the thing of golf clubs.
Mm-hmm.
We have it in our complex. We have a 9-hole golf course. And we also have a big restaurant there, and we have a pool, and we have tennis courts and all that where we live. And ours is a detached condo, so. But anyways, the kids are in, so it's going to be nice and whatever.
That's
so
a big change
we'll
for them, huh?
Yeah, they're. You know, he's been through a lot. He lost his brother.
I know.
2 years ago, and then he lost his dad.
terrible. And now his mom.
And he came in last night and he sat on my lap. I said, Bennett. He says, Grandma, I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited.
Oh, how sweet.
I know. He said, I will be making dinner tonight.
How cute.
He loves cooking.
Okay.
So he likes cooking.
That's wonderful. I mean, it's good for you, too.
He's good at it. And he says, I'm not going to die on you either, so I'm good. I'm glad I can't take another one.
Oh, dear.
So the worst one was Kevin and little Maddie and Sean. I mean, wasn't she beautiful?
Yes.
You saw her picture?
Yeah, beautiful. And a beautiful, who wrote that tribute for her? It was amazing.
I wrote it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yes, I wrote it.
You did.
I've known Maddie
since
she was, I was there when she was born.
Mm.
And the second day she was there, the third day we took her back to Patrick's place.
Mm-hmm.
And I had her in the rocking chair and I picked her up and her little head just stood straight up as could be for an infant.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, boy. She's something else.
Aww.
And Charlotte, she has a sister, but I'm much closer. Charlotte was a real mommy's girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, Maddie loved me to do her back, rubber back on her feet. And she liked me brushing her hair.
Aww.
And she was a real girly girl. She loved going. I remember the first time she came, and we put her in the summer camp for Cranbrook. Probably for 5 summers.
Mm-hmm.
And they went kayaking. It's a beautiful private school, and they had great summer programs. She made a lot of nice friends. And I remember the first time, because she's from a little town. They don't have big shopping centers like with Saxon at Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom's and all those places. We have Somerset Mall, which I'm sure you would really like too, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And but Chicago has all those stores. So I took her into Saks, and her eyes were she was about 14 or 15, and I sat her down at I know the girls at the makeup counter.
Yeah.
I knew a lot of people in there. And so they sat her down and gave her a champagne glass of not alcohol, but some kind of a seltzer water.
Yeah.
And these little cute cookies. And she went, I really like this a lot. A lot. And she, we went shopping through the store, and she found a dress she liked. I said, well, Tuts, you're not getting a $500 dress. So let's look further for other things on sale.
right, yeah. Aww.
But anyways, it was fun. She and I had a great relationship, and I'm going to dearly miss her. They won't know anything for another 30 or 60. I called the police department yesterday and talked to the main detective.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was definitely foul play, said she did not kill herself.
And they don't think it could be a medical issue?
Not at all.
No.
He said there was foul play and they had two people of interest.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
God.
But they won't. It won't be conclusive, and because she was perfectly healthy, she was a happy girl.
No, I know. You know how people they say they have aneurysms, and you know what I mean. You wouldn't know it, and stuff like that. But
she was totally healthy.
Gosh,
I mean, she was like when she was in the casket, she was there with a whole bouquet of. She loved wildflowers. She's a really good girl. So anyways, but she's gone.
Oh.
There's nothing I can do about it. So
I know.
I just have to go on with life and my son, too.
I know.
You should see my bathroom on my big vanity.
Yeah.
I have pictures of all of them.
Oh, do you?
Jerry said, you can't, I've got whatever. It's just the most. I have to tell you, Sarah, it's the most horrific thing that has ever happened in my life.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Just hang on to your family. It's
terrible.
Just unbelievable what has happened.
Yeah.
And I just have to get myself together, which I'm trying to do, and I'm glad I had a lot of people in yesterday, mm-hmm. so
and
that's
it's nice,
a good thing.
You know, your grandkids will be there, too, to now keep you distracted. And that's all.
Well,
Ben
is going
to
work.
Busy.
He's going to learn the business and working here on the at Christmas time. He loves it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And, of course, Alyssa's a broker. She's a
uh-huh.
broker, and all she wants to do is make money.
Oh, how old
all
is
my
she?
All my grandkids are all capitalistic.
How old is your granddaughter?
25.
Oh, she is? And her brother's only 16? Mm. Okay.
Yeah, he was kind of, remember the hurricane that came to New Orleans back in 2000?
Mm.
You know, what do they call that hurricane?
I don't know, but he was
the
one
big
of the,
hurricane.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, her brother. Sean today would be around 23, and Bennett was a surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's really a nice kid. He really is.
Yeah.
He says, "Grandma, I don't do drugs.
How cute.
I don't like them. I don't do alcohol, and I like girls, so I'm not one of them." And he said, but I do like cooking, and I'm really, really good at it, so I'm going to probably do most of the meals.
How sweet. Now, is he living with you?
He's going to be living partly with us and partly with his sister.
Okay.
And her fiancé-to-be.
Oh, okay.
He's a nice boy. In fact, Alex is from Colorado. They both went to college together.
Mm-hmm.
And she, his mother is the curator for the big museum in Denver, mm-hmm. Colorado.
Really? Okay.
And his father's a very prominent doctor there. So, and he's such a nice guy. He's like into all computers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he does websites. So he's going to really, I'm going to really make a website for you that you're going to have people knocking your doors down.
Oh, my God, isn't this? Well, I'm glad he's going to be, during the week is he staying with you, or?
Well, he's going to, I don't know. I don't know what the arrangement's going to be yet, but whatever the kids want to do is fine.
Right.
And whatever they want to do is fine with me. The door is open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're family, and it'll take a little bit of the edge off of what happens,
mm-hmm.
so.
Well, keep your mind distracted.
But my Maddie, though, I tell you what, Sarah, you would have loved her. She was
such
a girly girl. She loved jewelry. I was hoping she and Bennett would take over the store.
Oh.
Yeah, because Bennett loves. He likes retail.
Right.
He wants to, but he said, I have to go to college first because I have to get my business degree.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, so he's planning on going to college here.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
He's very smart.
Is he?
He's brilliant.
Oh, my God.
In fact, their father was, my son was brilliant. He was really brilliant. Both of the kids are mathematical geniuses. That came from their father, not me.
Yeah.
And they got the personality and the salesmanship from me, but not that part.
Right.
And, but He's a good boy, he is. So, anyways, they came in last night, and I said, there's nothing in the refrigerator. They opened up and said, Grandma, you can't get in it. I said, I went to the Italian market and got some beautiful, colognes.
Uh-huh.
And they're delicious. They make them from scrap, and I got them in squares and
gotcha. All
kinds of food in there. So,
huh.
They're having fun this morning. It was fun to do that.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
So when you call and Bennett goes when he's going to train for Christmas and he answers that it's his name is Bennett Cox.
Bennett. Okay.
And he likes wearing sports jackets. He always has.
He really? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Ever since he was a little boy. I mean, in school, in fact, I said, why are you wearing a suit jacket for school? He said, because people should dress up for school because it's you're learning and it's like a business. You have to look the part. You can't dress like a slob because that's
right.
how you're going to study.
Yeah.
He's so smart.
He is. What a He does. He seems to be very on top of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, he is a very good kid.
That's great.
So
that's great.
Well, I'm going to get finished getting set
right.
up here.
Okay,
will,
you got
you
it.
You have a wonderful weekend with your
same.
Family, because I know
yeah.
you will.
Thank you.
And
you're
again,
and
happy
they're in
birthday,
town,
and
right?
Again, thank you.
Yeah, when
your
is your birthday?
Are
did it pass?
Beautiful.
Wait a minute. When's your birthday coming up here?
I already I got it. It was the 15th. You sent
yes,
flowers.
Yes, yes. Happy birthday. Yes.
They're
yes.
absolutely beautiful.
So, all right. Well,
yeah, your birthday was
care.
The 2nd.
Yeah. Mhm.
That was the yeah. same day as my yeah. dad's birthday.
Oh, was it?
Oh, I got to get
okay,
this.
Okay, we'll see you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.